Your morning team show. This is WSGW. You with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. 8:24 on your Friday morning. Disappointed, Pat. I thought you were going to channel Roger Daltrey there.
No, let him do that.
In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Maybe Art's doing Roger Daltrey right now.
No, I'm waiting for CSI to come on the air.
That's right, the theme.
How was my air drumming, though? Was it pretty good?
That was pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Better than Ringo.
Oh, stop.
Hey, remember, Keith Moon. Once said that the best drummer he ever saw, Ringo Starr. Just saying.
And if Keith Moon said that.
Yep. All accounting for taste.
I needed a Who song, and I just went to an old standby, you know, and to use that because it's part of this story here. Did you hear, do you remember the old rock magazine Cream?
Of course.
Yes. Which was based in Detroit.
Yes.
It's from It ceased to exist back in 1989.
Is it making a comeback?
Yes.
Is it really?
Cream is going to be revived.
Oh, nice.
By the son of the guy who originally started it.
No kidding.
His name is J.J. Kramer. As it says here, it's a remarkable story of persistence. He was bequeathed the magazine at the age of 4 when his father, Barry Kramer, passed away. But he was only 4 years old. It was being run by others and eventually just didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently, this kid who's...
But he still has ownership.
Yeah, he's now adult. But he's spent a couple of decades trying to get it back. And he says that he is now ready to reinvigorate the magazine Cream, which used to bill itself as America's only rock and roll magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it and...
Lost out to Rolling Stone.
I was going to say,
there might be some competition out there.
And that was the original competition. And Cream, and I don't remember it myself. I remember the magazine. I wasn't reading it or anything like that, so I don't know much about it. I just knew that it was a rock magazine. Although it says here that rock stars weren't put on a pedestal, they were getting reviews that sometimes could be nasty.
Yes, they were.
Cream was known for its honesty.
Mm-hmm. Honesty.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's kind of cool here, this kid.
Cream you.
Yeah. J.J. Kramer says he remembers telling his mother at a young age that when the magazine ceased to exist, and he was only 9 years old when it ceased to exist, he said, I would get it back someday. And he has. This is what he's tried to do. Now, some are saying, hey, it's not the 1970s anymore. Rock and roll isn't the music that it used to be. They're questioning whether or not this magazine can... be viable?
I think so.
Especially with a lot of other magazines that aren't viable.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of online sites, too. There's a lot of music sites.
If he has a digital presence with it, he might do all right.
Well, and I think this is the only way it's coming back right now, is it's going to be digital by prescription.
Ah!
By subscription.
Yeah.
Well, some say after listening to some rock and roll songs, you need a prescription. That's another story. But he believes, he says, there's still room for publications that still will pull rock and roll fans together. And in the first issue, by the way, the reason I played The Who is because the first issue will feature an excerpt from a never-published book about The Who.
Oh.
Doesn't say who it is or what it's about. I guess we'll have to give the magazine to find out.
Hmm.
It also will take a fresh look at a 1972 rock album from The Osmonds.
A rock album from The Osmonds?
Oh, that sounds...
There's a contradiction.
Yeah.
Okay. And it will even revive its old The Stars Cars feature. Oh. I guess they had a feature where they talked about which vehicles.
What they're driving.
And this is going to look at what Slash drives.
Slash from GNR.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. So there you go. But it will also feature articles on rap and R&B, trying to stay current with some music today.
I would say, they'd have to.
To do a Cars issue, they should probably fill it up with ZZ Top's Cars.
Oh, there's some classic cars they could do anyway. So Cream is coming back. I don't have any link that I can give you. I just have a story here, but I'm sure if you searched it online, you can probably find it.
If you're just tuning in, that's Cream, the magazine, not the group.
Very good.
Well, I'm just saying they can't really do that because I believe two of the three are gone. So it would just be Eric Clapton.
And remember, they spelled the magazine C-R-E-E-M.
Ah, see.
To distinguish it from Cream, the group.
That's right.
Go.